Welcome to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Each week on this program, Jeff and his guests share their expertise, personal anecdotes, and the latest industry news to keep you in the loop. Now, to provide you with insight and help you navigate the consistently changing world of real estate lending, here is your host for The Mortgage Voice, Jeff Barton.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning into the show. Each and every week, we bring to you opinions as well as some information that you're going to need if you want to buy a house, you want to get the best mortgage, the best rate, you want to do a refinance, you want to take cash out of that property. As everybody knows, the equity in your home has really skyrocketed over the last 2 or 3 years. Matter of fact, in some cities in the U.S., 17% last year. Now, that number is like up in Seattle and some places in New Mexico. By the way, we'll have a great guest from New Mexico on today talking about mortgages, what's going on in that terrific market. And thanks for those nice people who do respond and who do listen to the show. We try to bring, as I said, information to you that you can use every time you go and talk to either a mortgage broker or a real estate agent or anybody in the business. The programs that we try to bring to you from the account executives, from the different lenders, gives you options. I had a call last week from a customer who asked me, said, "Hey, the guy you had on the show 2 weeks ago, who was the, you know," and he didn't know who it was, but I happened to know who it was. So I extracted from him the information about who he was, like the customer. And so much of our business is about trying to cookie cut a loan, right? If you go to any of the big box banks, that's what they're into. They're not into customizing a loan for you. They want to fit you into the box that's easy for them to turn around, fund, and sell to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's what they want to do, right? So in getting the information from the client, and I think, was it last week? Maybe it was last week. I forget exactly where. I was talked about five different things that you need to do. Now, it was on our education show. And by the way, The Mortgage Voice U is coming, by the way, and if you wanted to learn more about the mortgage process and what different things are, that will be coming soon when we launch our new website, and I believe that's coming up in a week or so. Is that right?
Yeah, the final adjustments are just being made right now, so by the end of the week.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so when we do that, I was talking about the five things, right, the five main things that you need to know if you want to get a particular loan. The main thing was being honest with the person you're working with. Obviously, the first thing was go out and shop around and make sure you get the right person, because you want to make sure that the person that you're talking to not only knows the business, but knows it so well that they're confident that they can explain to you the best program and you'll make the best choice. Not someone who's trying to sell you something. Anyway, that's a different story. So in dealing with customers, the main issue usually is that you don't get the full story if there's a problem with the loan later on down the line. Now, there can be many different reasons for that. Distrust of the business, not wanting to disclose that, yes, you actually do have another mortgage on a vacation home that you never really disclosed to the loan agent during the application process, or that you're applying for a owner-occupied loan, and really the loan isn't an owner-occupied loan. You plan to rent the place out, or you're planning on moving to your new location so you need a new home, when really you're buying it for your family member who's living there. So all of these things are not being honest with the loan officer, and usually what happens at the end of the loan is it's discovered, and lo and behold, you can't get the loan, or the rate goes higher, or there's issues with your own particular mortgage lender in trouble with their particular bank that they've chosen to do the loan. So being honest with the broker or the banker is almost the most important thing out there. Now, this information that we provide to you, that we get out to you, we're on a bunch of different radio stations. We're in Albuquerque up to Las Vegas. We're down in Southern California, a couple of stations in the Inland Empire in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, as well as up in the Tahoe area, K-Tahoe up there. And all these nice folks, every week we get calls on the about the show and about the guests on the show. Being able to help them is really a fun thing. We're also on 10 different podcasts. Dale, you have the list of those?
I sure do, Jeff. It's Apple Podcasts, Google Music Play, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartMedia, radio.com, YouTube, and
Podclips.io.
IO, yeah.
Excellent. Podclips.io is a new podcast grouping that where they have a lot of different, I guess, programming there. Certainly in the finance section, if you need additional financing information along with what you hear on the Mortgage Voice, there is that there, and I think it's a great place to, you know, sort of simplify and solidify a lot of podcasts that you can just go to and listen to. We're also on YouTube, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. That's our particular mortgage channel. We're doing a number of how-to videos. We just did a number last week on 30-year fixed-rate loans, on how to choose a realtor or a loan officer, and also on non-QM loans. We want to put these out at least once a month and get a catalog so that the information is available anytime you want. And that's through, of course, our YouTube channel, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. Okay, so let's get right to what's happening in the news today. 3.09 is the 30-year fixed rate. 2.54 is the 15. 2.64 is FHA. 3.14 is the jumbo. And 2.25 is the 5/1 ARM. All great rates. Not historically low rates, but pretty darn close. So if you're out there and you're still on the fence, you remember what happened about a month ago when rates were about 3.5. They were about a half point higher than they are right now. Everybody was panicking, and 8 million people could no longer afford to do a refi because they were priced out of the market. Well, the prices have come back down, so if you're thinking about doing that, do it now. Because I believe, and many economists believe, many people in the political spectrum, and I listen to Housing Wire, right? And they have a lot of the Fed board governors on Housing Wire all the time. They quote them, they talk to them. You can go to thefed.com and listen to them. There's 9 of them, and they all are talking about the economy and what's happening in the economy. One of the things, obviously, is about the rising rates and how that's going to affect housing, and that's right in our wheelhouse. So if you're out there and you're thinking about it, do it, because, as I said, by the end of the year, we will definitely see 3.5. That was my prediction at the beginning of this year, thinking that we would probably raise anywhere from half a point to three quarters of a point in terms of the interest rates. And I think that will bear out. And as I said, if you're purchasing, it's still a great price, right? Really what you need is a down payment assistance. There are a couple of new loan programs coming out. We've got somebody from Cardinal Financial coming on today to talk about that. And Celia will be along shortly. Let's see, 2.2 million people still in forbearance. Forbearance was the program they opened up when COVID hit. In order to have you not pay your mortgage, that is a government program which you can enter voluntarily and exit voluntarily. There used to be 5 million people in this program. There's now 2.2 million people. 47% are past 12-month extensions, however, which means that about 1.1 million of these 2.2 million are in the danger zone. They used to call these in the foreclosure area. Now, what's going to happen to these properties when the forbearance period ends and they have to come out? And that's a wait and see. We'll see what the Biden administration does. My feeling is that there's equity in the homes, so that if those homes were sold, at least the equity could be saved by the borrower. I'm just not sure how servicers and lenders are going to deal with those particular people coming back into the space, either to get another mortgage, a new mortgage, one that they can restart, or, selling their home. Complaints rise, yes. When you have 47% of the people 12 months past the extension, or 12 months into the extensions, you're going to get complaints that the servicers aren't answering their phone, complaints that they're getting harassed, complaints, and there's a number of them, and they really increased, and I think I talked about it last week, that the complaints from the CFPB have really escalated, and that particular aspect of lending is indicative of, stress in the marketplace, right? Now, we've seen tightening in some of the underwriting standards for a lot of the bigger banks, and it filters down to mortgage bankers and mortgage brokers, and I think all of that is going to affect what happens in the market this summer. As everybody knows, housing, 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 there isn't enough of it, so prices are going to remain pretty strong. It's just a question of who's going to be able to buy and what happens to those houses after the forbearance period ends. Anyway, I'm Jeff Barton. I'm your voice in the mortgage industry. Really appreciate you listening to the show each and every week. We try to bring to you, as I said, many good ideas as well as information that'll help you along the way. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in to the show, and thanks very much for listening. We are just excited about some of the things that we're doing at The Mortgage Voice. We're changing our website. We're trying to come up with a lot of educational videos to help consumers, help you, the people listening to the show, understand the mortgage business better. Everything you hear on radio or television that has to do with mortgages is a pitch. It's a sales gimmick in order to get you to use them. And there are many, many, many companies out there who try to do that, whether it's on the radio or it's on the internet or on television. This show tries to bring you information that you can use, and you can, you know, listen to it at your leisure, whether you go to YouTube or the 10 different podcasts or the 5 different radio stations. Yes, all of these things are designed to help you, the borrower, decide what to do. One of the ways we do that is to bring people who are in the lending business on the show to talk about their companies and what they do in order to service you, the borrower, with products and services and such. Today, Celia Rios, who's been on the show several times from Cardinal Financial, is on. Celia, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Jeff. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I do appreciate it. So, the market, the rates, are kind of up and down in the last 6 weeks. Where do you see financial fitting into that, and what kind of products are you now offering?
Well, we are definitely what we call a qualified mortgage lender.
Okay.
So we do adhere to all the laws and restrictions, not that non-qualified mortgages do, but we stick to banks, you know, the full assets and income documentation, whether it's full tax returns or W-2s, pay stubs. So that is the type of lender that we are. I don't like to use the acronym QM, but the borrowers will understand that means for qualified mortgages.
Okay.
Really, we do FHA down to minimum credit score of 580 and VA. We will do manual underwrite. Right now, one of our biggest thing is that we really will do, when you don't have a piece of property, we'll pre-qualify your borrower up front by you uploading and giving us and providing us the income and assets. So it's a full underwrite without having the property identified,
now,
which is, I think, really important right now.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody in the lending business always pitches high tech. Well, you know, we're automated. We can do things faster because we've got the best technology. You mentioned manual underwrite. Explain why that's more of a benefit for a certain type of borrower than all the tech that you can muster.
Well, as much as we love technology, yeah, I hear what you're saying. The manual underwrite really goes back to, back to the old-fashioned days.
Right.
Where you just kind of look at, I want to look at the big picture. I don't want to just put it in and plug and see if it fits the algorithm.
Right.
Because it doesn't. We're human beings. We have glitches. Things happen. So manual underwrites are kind of important. I really think, you know, we got too tech savvy.
Yep.
It's kind of like that social, you know, part of everything. You know, you kind of get lost in translation.
I agree.
You go back to talking to each other.
I think that looking at a borrower as a person and seeing a situation that is not just, as you say, algorithmed to death, that you can really look at the documentation and have a relationship with the borrower you can be confident in the loan without necessarily having to have all the, tech boxes checked. And I think that's really important, and very few lenders do it.
Well, it is important, and I have to say, because we got away from that, I think that was one of the biggest issues that we had in, you know, the meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything was, you know, all set up, you know, and hindsight was really interesting because all these movies that came out of, you know,
yep,
the meltdown. There was that one in particular where that man saw the algorithm, what was going to explode. Where he saw, oh my gosh, these, you know, we're all shifting to these negative ARM loans.
Right.
That are not with a high margin, so we know they were going to recast at the highest rate and go past the minimum within 2 years. So I think that's really something we all should really adhere to, be really, because I remember I worked for Wells Fargo back in the day.
Yep.
And we just plugged in, oh, they've got a high credit score. They're good. We don't need to verify their income and assets.
Right.
I mean, I know. We fell into that whole mess, too. So,
tell me about a little bit more about Cardinal Financial, about how long you've been in business, or where your office is located, and what kind of business is you're writing?
So Cardinal Financial has been around in the retail division, gosh, for 1987.
Mm-hmm.
But it was repurchased by two individuals. And so I would say slowly now, this Cardinal has been around since 2015.
I see.
And they're all over. I have my, my corporate office is in North Carolina. I have a processing center in Arizona, but we have retail offices all over California.
Okay, excellent. And you're competing on rate, service, programs?
We really are. I mean, for the average borrower, there's a loan sifter that we call loan sifter where you can go in and we're pretty steady. We're not going to buy out the market.
But right.
We're pretty steady. We're on the high end, up around the top, but we're very steady. You know, we have these people that like to sell their servicing and buy out the market, and then their margins get so thin that, they get into trouble. So definitely no, we're very steady. I hate to say service. I hate when people say, I'm selling service and selling service, because the proof is in the pudding,
You have to try it to like it. No, I understand. Yep.
Yeah. So I feel I always give good service, but
you do. I'll attest to it. No, it's excellent. I always like it. It's funny. I've known you now maybe 10 years, maybe more, maybe less. Yeah. I don't know, but a long time. And in our business, you seem to have the same group that you've done business with for a long time. I prefer doing business with people I know. I think that's very true with when you want to borrow money. So how do you advertise what you're doing to get out there and show people what you can do? How do you reach your clients?
Well, I mean, I've been very fortunate that I haven't had to, but I was told the other day, I closed a loan for a couple that they've been shopping around for a long time. They moved out here from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Great credit scores. They weren't really hard to work with. They were very easy. But the realtor gave me a really good compliment. She goes, I know you just do by word of mouth, but you really should advertise, because you really do help other people and they're comfortable. She goes, and this couple came back and said, oh my God, it was the best experience ever. She goes, and I don't feel like we ever hear that enough. So to
right.
me, it made me rethink and think, you know what, I am going to start going out there again. I'm going to start. I'm more old fashioned, so I think I'm definitely going to be just locally to neighbors and go out that way, visit some more real estate agents, and if it's a fit, great. But I do, honestly, these last 10 years, it's all been word of mouth.
Yeah, I like the fact that you reach out, you touch people, you can talk to them in person. There's more of a personal experience, because I know as whether it's one of the big box banks, or whether it's UWM, or whether it's Quicken, a lot of the technology gets pushed as if that's the answer to lowering cost and that's the most important thing to people. Well, it is important, but being able to have an experience, which you just said that these people told you, hey, that was the best experience I've had. And that's hard to say in the loan business. I don't care what kind of experience. But to say that means that it's an old-fashioned kind of way to be able to communicate with people and to be able to really, like I say, reach out and have them enjoy the experience that you're providing.
And it should. I mean, it's the biggest purchase you'll ever make in your life.
Yep.
And it's amazing. I get so disheartened when I'm out at grocery shopping and stuff, and I hear like, oh my gosh, oh, you bought a house, how great it was. Oh my God, it was the worst thing ever. I didn't want to go through that again. I'm like, and I cringe. I'm like, so, I mean, that's one thing I do let everyone know. Whether you want to use me or not, call and ask me questions, because if I don't know, I'll find out for you. And that's kind of how I've always been.
Yeah, I always say that. Look, if you're looking to do this, buy a house, get a refi, interview people, find out somebody that you really can click with, because it's really worth it in the long run. Less stress, less complications in the loan process, and the trust that you can build with a relationship that you have with someone you like is such a better experience than someone you're just fighting with the whole time.
It's just, you're right. It's not worth it on anyone's part, because then you end up, and unfortunately it could have been a house that you really liked and you end up hating that house.
Right.
All, you memory goes back to how the experience was.
Right, so. Exactly. Hey, Celia, we're at the end of our time, but could you shout out a phone number for people who want to get in touch with a terrific loan person for Cardinal?
Sure, 949-903-2881.
Okay, thanks very much for coming on the show. Once again, always a great experience. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. That's Celia Rios from Cardinal Financial. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in to the show. Listen, we're on 5 radio stations in 3 different states. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as up in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're in Southern California, in the Inland Empire, Riverside and San Bernardino counties, and up in the Tahoe area, K Tahoe. We're on 10 different podcasts, as well as YouTube. YouTube, we are changing the Mortgage Voice website, so stay tuned, as well as what we're doing on YouTube. We have some new educational videos that we're trying to promote, explaining what it is. I mean, you hear a lot of buzzwords in our industry, and so if we're trying to explain even the simplest of things, like what is a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage? I mean, people understand it, but do they really understand it? And what's entailed in trying to obtain one of these, which usually is the lowest rate, but you have to be a certain type of borrower. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show, and I do appreciate it. Bringing to the show, once again, a great guest, a guy that not only has a wealth of information for you in life insurance and some other products that he can talk about, but also he's a resident down in Las Vegas, talking to us a little bit about what's going on in the real estate world as well. And of course, we're talking about Terrell Robinson, Big Tex, and he works for TDR Financial. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Hey, thank you very much for having me on, man. I always love coming on to your show. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Now, when we do these interviews, does your wife listen to them later, or is she cringing?
Yes, she does.
Good. So,
right,
shout out to her.
Right now.
Oh, uh-huh. Excellent. Well, shout out to her because I know she's your biggest fan, and you two make a great team. I know we always talk about it. It's important. And I think decisions made in your line of work, whether it's life insurance or some other things, are always things made in pairs, usually. In many instances, that's how it is. Tell me a little bit about the product, a little bit about what you do to help people long-term, both in their retirement as well as some of their retirement benefits that they can accrue through life insurance.
Absolutely, Jeff. Here at TDR Financial, we've spread now. We're located here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but we're also in Florida as well.
Great.
Texas,
yep.
Georgia, and a couple other states. But what we specialize on is we teach people how not to invest in 401ks and IRAs. The reason being, I always get to ask people, are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have some doubt? Number one. Number two, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, will taxes be the same, get higher, or go lower? Everyone always says go higher.
Right.
When you get ready to retire, you make less income, but now you have this 401k that the IRS is the biggest beneficiary. So why would you be giving out so many taxes in regards to when you're making less income?
Right.
So we specialize in retirement planning, life insurance, estate planning, and now we've even crossed over to helping business owners pay off all their debt and get them certified so they can scale their business and not use their personal social. So we're getting them business credit through that as well. So we want to make sure it's a whole big umbrella financially wise to make sure that our clients is one-stop shop, make sure everything gets taken care of for them.
Oh, man, that's a whole new fleet of services, and you've got these offices in a bunch of different places. How's it going, by the way?
It's going extremely well because now we are doing the infinite banking, bank on yourself promotion, and it has been phenomenal. My average client is paying off their mortgage in 9 years or less, and they're retiring between $5,000 and $11,000 of tax-free income for the rest of their life. This is how the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, This is how they built their wealth. They built their wealth on the back of whole life insurance through a mutual company, not a stock company. Stock companies have to earn for Wall Street. Mutual companies have to earn for their policy owners.
Okay, great. So being an independent broker, you can shop to different companies, or you use exclusively one company?
Correct. I'm a non-captive broker. So as a non-captive broker, I'll never charge anyone to sit down with me, do a consultation. And also, I would never charge a client to do any business. As a non-captive broker, I represent up to 100 companies. I mean, you don't need to go there. But I represent, you know, from Pacific Life to Mutual Trust, New York Life, to name just a few. And on that behalf, those companies then compensate me on the client's behalf. So now that puts the client at ease to know that they don't have to come out of pocket when they do sit down with us and do a consultation or even do any services with us.
Now, when COVID hit, how did it affect your business? And have you... Go ahead, tell me.
I'm glad you said that. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Please.
COVID probably was... Unfortunately, that COVID happened. But fortunately, COVID was the best thing that happened for me because it has marked the fifth year that I have not had not one client lose not one penny in the market. So the clients that did not do business with me previous before, now they were firing their advisors and coming over to me because they were losing 30, 40, 50% of their portfolio, whereas my clients are still getting a full 8 hours of sleep. Because of the fact that I don't gamble with clients' money, I like the certainty versus uncertainty. Certainty, knowing they know what that number is going to be 10, 20, 30 years from now, versus uncertainty, they're trying to play the guessing game, the stock market, the bonds, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at least when you build a house, you pour down the foundation first, correct? You don't put the roof on top of the land. You put the foundation down first. So we like to make sure that the foundation is in place first. And once the foundation is in place, now you can do all the uncertainty things that you want.
Now, you obviously would like to get clients younger than older, meaning that they have a longer time to build the wealth that is going to give them a great retirement. But what do you say to someone who's 50 now and has yet to start? What do you tell those kind of people?
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, number one. Number two, I'm going to tell you to the people that are 55, just finished up with a client, 55 years old. The goal is to find, within a client's profile, is to find where are they spending and giving extra monies to the finance company. I always ask people, who gets wealthier, the person that owns the debt or the person that owes the debt?
Right.
So the person that owns the debt gets wealthier. So why are we paying any extra monies to credit card? Why are you paying any extra monies to your mortgage company? Let's use those extra monies, put that towards your savings and building up your certainty money, so by the time you're 70 years old, like I have a 55-year-old now, he's on track to retire, $8,500 a month, tax-free income, mortgage paid off in 7 years. So they can start in 59, 60 years old, we can get it done. It can be done as long as you follow the system. There's a framework and a system in place. It will work. If you're 60 years old, we can still get it done.
Discipline, right, is the main, I guess, impediment to trying to get something like this done. How do you work with people who don't have the necessary discipline or who want it but just can't seem to get it done? Is it on them? Do you help them anyway? What do you do?
I still help them because here's the thing. For example, let's just say all your expenses are $1,000 a month. But let's say you're making extra payments on your credit card, extra payment on your vehicle, extra payment on, little bills that you don't have to. And let's say that extra payment is coming out to $300 a month. Do you know you can build an empire with $300 a month? So now we take that $300 a month, and now we bet on you versus betting on Capital One or Wells Fargo, because they're getting what is called interest volume. I'm real big now on the interest volume. So for all your clients that own mortgages, cars, student loans, take the interest divided by the principal, and that's what's going to be your real interest. It's not the 3% that you just got from your mortgage lender or the car dealership. You take the interest divided by the principal, and you'll see the actual interest that you're paying. I'm sure you it's going to be over 20-30%.
Unbelievable. So, listen, Tex, we're up against the clock here.
That they're paying, and we build it out that
Thank you. As I said, we're up against the clock, and I apologize for cutting you off there. It was just we're running out of time, and I want to have people get an opportunity to call you or contact you. If you could tell us what your contact information is, that'd be great.
Absolutely. You can reach me at area code 702-844-8837. Again, that is 702-844-8837, or go to my website, financialblindside.com. Again, that is financialblindside.com. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Thanks very much, Tex. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you. That's Terrell Robinson from TDR Financial. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Hello and welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in, listening to the show. We're on a number of different stations, a bunch of different podcasts, and we certainly can be seen on YouTube, Jeff Barton, the Mortgage Voice. Let's see. Malibu Funding is the company that sponsors our show. And that NMLS number is 79620 for everybody who's listening who would like to find out, you know, a little bit more about me, Jeff Barton. I am a loan officer and I am a broker for that company. And I appreciate everybody who does get in contact with us, ask us questions about different products, appreciating the people that we do have on. One of the things that we talk about, or not enough that we talk about, is about business loans, about how to create a different type of loan product, how we bring people together with money sources that can help them in many different ways outside the traditional way that you'd look at getting a mortgage or getting a loan. Reed Blake from Business Capital Solutions. Is it still Business Capital Solutions, Reed?
Well, that's one of our entities, absolutely. But we operate under for the most part under Intelligent Capital Solutions.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And here he is.
So many, it screws everybody up.
No, it's okay. I'm happy. Obviously, the business is growing, and in order to incorporate the new types of programs into the old types of programs, new name is a good thing. First off, how are you? And thanks for coming on the show.
Things are great, and I really appreciate the opportunity. It's always fun to do the show with you, and we're grateful for the quality of your audience. You got great people.
Well, I miss the TV show. I miss sitting down in front of a camera so that people can see you. But for our purposes, if people do want to listen to you and see me, go to YouTube, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice. And this show, as well as hundreds of others, are there. You can see Reed or listen to him on some of the archives. All right, tell us something about what is the hot product that you've got going right now. You called it speciality or specialty or invisible type loan. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for asking on that.
Sure.
Yeah, as you know, we do unsecured business lines of credit. We do unsecured cash, you know, personal lines of credit or personal loans. This is a really distinct one. Our slang term is we call it the invisible loan. But what's really great is it funds anywhere from $25,000 on the low end all the way up to $500,000 on the high end. And what's great about it is that this funding source does not report to the credit bureaus. It doesn't show up. It doesn't skew your scores and your ratios, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's not even an inquiry on this to be on the credit report that has to be touch base. All they do is they look at one bureau. It's a soft pull. They look at it. If the data looks great, they approve it. And like I said, it's $25,000 all the way up to $500,000, unsecured cash loan, terms from 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 12 years, interest rate ranges of 5.9 to 10.9. Most clients, their initial loan, their first approval, is somewhere between 7 and 9% the majority of the time. And these guys are great to work with.
Is this a line of credit, or is this something you get the whole amount, or how does it work?
No, this one's an actual loan. It's a cash loan. So within 3 to 5 business days upon approval, that money's wired in and sitting in your bank account, the whole amount. And for us, Jeff, COVID was a bit of a boon.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find the silver lining in that dark gray cloud.
Right.
But it helped us become really digital. So literally, we have, you know, our app. We have our a link. It's a, you know, digital link. Takes it into an intake form. And we literally underwrite clients in 90 minutes to 4 hours. Done. Complete, total, all digital, the pre-approvals, the whole nine yards. We assign each individual their own account executive. We're done in the client money in their bank in 4 to 7 business days.
Okay, so what
approval literally 90 minutes to 4 hours.
What exactly do you need in terms of documentation from the client?
Well, what we do is we just there's a link. They click the link, takes them into what we call our intake form.
Yep.
They answer all the questions on the intake form, click submit, and that one document in 90 minutes to 4 hours will have them underwritten for unsecured business, cash-based business lines of credit, general purpose unsecured cash loan, and the specialty loan. They'll be underwritten for all those and have approval amounts in all those categories. Did a gentleman out of Atlanta, 90, 150, and 62. So he did. He got approved for $302,000 with us. And
wow.
Between the three loans. Yep.
That's pretty insane. Exciting. That's really all within like 4 to 7 business days.
Funded, yeah. The decisions were all made in his was fast. He was approved in like 90 minutes. Got his email, disclosures, contract, doc list. He had them all back in 24 hours, and he's rocking.
So based on the answers to the questions in the questionnaire or whatever the intake form is, then documents are required that the borrower sends in after that initial approval based on what they said that documents get asked for. He sends them in or she sends them in, and then the loan gets approved? Or is it approved prior
already,
to the documents?
They're approved.
I see.
And now what we're now waiting for the documents to, close it. In other words, we need to copy front back driver's license, income verification. Once we have that, they're done. Nothing will change. If we say they're funded, they're funded.
Well, that's an amazing loan. That's very quick. Okay, what kind of
What
kind of borrower are you looking at? Who needs this? A business person? Anybody? I mean, what is your profile?
Well, the majority of our clients, are business. They're using these funds for business. But technically, anybody could, if they wanted to, repair the house, make home improvements, again, whatever they want to do. They get their unsecured loans. No restrictions. They can do whatever they want with them.
That's just tremendous. Okay, you also have a real estate LOC loan? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, we put together a little umbrella package, which includes a real estate line of credit.
Okay.
And it's really an exciting twist in that industry, in that category in the industry. Starts out at $500,000. You're approved for no less than $500,000, all the way up to $10 million.
Okay.
And what's great about this one is that a novice, someone who's never done a real estate transaction, gets approved for $500,000 to $1 million. Someone who's done a few transactions can be $1 to $2 million. Literally, they're approved. They have $2 million with which to go out and look for property. As they gain experience, every 3 to 4 months, we'll increase their limits. So they can start out at $500,000 and be at $4 million by the end of the year. What's also great about this particular line of credit, unlike hard money, where you typically, I'm just going rule of thumb, you have 6 months to get your deal done, right?
Either, right.
Fix and flip or buy and hold and get your permanent funding, et cetera. Not here. You got 18 months to before you have to do anything with the property. But another real cool feature to this that's exciting is we have sub-accounts that are attached to it. So let's say that you're doing a buy and hold, and I'm just going to do simple math.
Okay.
Let's just say it's $100,000 to get the whole deal done. Acquisition cost, and I'm not real, but it's $100,000, right? You get that done. It's all ready to go. You got your renters in there. You can now move that into what we call a sub account, and you can get up to 30 years of funding on that, 10 years, whatever. And once it goes into the sub account, it frees up the $100,000 and puts it back into your line of credit as available funds.
So the once you roll it to a 30-year, that's what you're basically saying, or to whatever length of loan that you get. Is that through you guys or is that through a bank? How do you roll it to a 30-year with a fixed rate loan or something like that?
Well, great question. We teach all the clients what those processes are.
Okay.
I don't want to get down the weeds, but the sure. bottom line is we've got there are internal relationships that are attached to the line of credit. It does not mean that external relationships can't be brought to the table. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a both world, not an either or. It's
I
a
see.
Both world.
Okay.
But by default, it stays underneath the umbrella. And then within the framework of our umbrella, we also do equity funding. So for folks...
Excellent. I understand.
$200,000 all the way to $400 million.
Wow.
Apartment complexes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Equity funding. And it's someone doesn't have the money, doesn't have the down, they come to the table, boom. And then we provide the equity partner for them. Oh, one thing I forgot on the... to mention on the... on that real estate line of credit, there are only four underwriting criteria, and of those, only one is hard, is solid. No movement. But get this: the credit score, middle credit score, doesn't matter which bureau, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, the middle score only has to be 640 or higher.
That's incredible. Hey, Reed, we ran out of time here. Jeez, I'm looking up at the clock and it's blinking. Wow.
Okay.
You have so many great products. I want to have you back soon because this is very exciting, and obviously it can be used in a lot of different ways, especially the way you can work with borrowers, and I really appreciate that. Could you shout out your phone number, a way for people to get in touch with you?
You bet. 801-830-6240. 801-830-6240.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And by the way, on that real estate stuff,
yep.
24 to 72 hour approval.
Awesome. Reed, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you coming on once again and educating and also elucidating what you can do for people out there who need a loan. Thanks.
Jeff, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. That's Reed Blake. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. For more information on today's topic, email Jeff Barton at info@malibufunding.net. Now, back to The Mortgage Voice with your host, Jeff Barton.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. Thanks very much for tuning in to the show each and every week. We are on 5 stations. We're on 10 different podcasts. Podclips.io is the new one that we're on. It's a really great place that you can hear a lot of different ways. I guess in the financing area, there's not only mortgages, but there's investment, there's retirement, there's all kinds of things, and you can get all that information on Podclips.io. Also, we're on YouTube, Jeff Barton, The Mortgage Voice, as well as the 10 different podcasts other than Podcast.io. Let's see, with us today, and I'm really happy he's back on the show. He's a great guest. He has a lot of different information about what's going on in the Albuquerque market. It's Richard Green from the New Mexico Mortgage Company. And Richard, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, it's just been busy, busy, busy. How's it down there?
It's been busy, busy, busy. Somebody once told me, though, it's much better to complain about being busy, Jeff, than it is to complain about being slow. So
well,
I appreciate these times, and I appreciate all my clients' faith and allowing me to help them. But yeah, it's been hectic. It's been hectic for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Back in 2008, when I was I had mortgage licenses in a number of different places. Nevada was one of them. There were only 208 brokers in the entire state of Nevada. Now I think there's about 4,500. So that'll tell you the difference between then and today.
Right, and I'm sure you've made it through those times.
Yep.
I've made it through those times. So there's something to say about the compassion and the passion.
Yep.
Of staying in this business and doing what we do.
Exactly. Tell us about what's happening down there. Products you're seeing are popular, and the type of real estate market you might be in.
So we're in a big, as probably the rest of the country, but we're definitely in a seller's market, and it's just that we have such limited. I think Albuquerque typically in a typical market, or there's maybe 4,000 homes on the multiple list,
right?
The single family homes typically. About a week ago, about within the last 30 days, there was 500 homes in total.
Unbelievable.
Which tells you
yep.
Which tells you what's really going on here. there is just, which then just kind of feeds into more of a frenzy because the folks that are looking, there's just nothing to look at.
Yep.
So it just makes it ever so more exciting. We've had Albuquerque, we traditionally have not gotten over list multiple offers in maybe ever, believe it or not, in all my 20-plus years of being here in the market. We are now getting, we've had multiple offer periods where it's really exciting, but now it's multiple offers where folks are actually offering 5, 10, 15, 20,000 over list just to get a house.
Wow.
And which is a new phenomenon. This is brand new for, I mean, in other markets I'm aware this is, but Albuquerque is experiencing it for the first time maybe really ever to this extent. To where it's not just 1,000 over, it's 20,000 over, which...
Right. I've read in your market that Albuquerque is one of the hottest real estate markets in the country over the last 12 months.
I don't necessarily know why. Well, we actually maybe... So the Albuquerque in general, and I think with COVID and with working remote. So New Mexico has had a very great rollout. I think we're probably number one in the country for being vaccinated. So we're attracting folks, like-minded folks that want to come to an area that there's a high rate of vaccination.
Uh-huh.
There's also the realization that you can work anywhere. There's so many people. I've experienced a handful of folks just in my own business and talked to other business owners that we are getting a decent influx of people from around the country that realize they can work from anywhere these days. And if you have decent internet, you can set up shop. And and the median house price was $250. That's gone up now in this seller's market. But
sure.
For years, our median house price was $220, so there's a lot to be said for that.
Exactly. What are the loan products that you're seeing popular and being used by a lot of your borrowers?
So we have actually a pretty fairly good mix across to where there's a good portion of VA. We have a fairly decent retirement community of veterans. We have New Mexico has a very large, just right in the middle of Albuquerque, there's Kirtland Air Force Base,
right.
And there's the Air Force Laboratories, and then there's even the Sandia National Labs, where a lot of those tend to be veterans. So we do have a fairly strong VA mix. There is we are the 20% down. They sold a house and now they're buying a house, so there's 20%, 30%, 40% down, which again, usually in my past experience, those weren't widely used. We've always done a lot of FHA loans with 3.5% down, and then even people are even venturing out USDA loans, although they make up a very small portion, they are relevant in our market where you can do a zero down.
Yeah, and it's also rural properties, which are very hard to comp. Those kind of loans are really important. What are some of the aspects of getting one of those USD loans that people might not know about?
You know, it's so interesting about what you said about comps, and maybe we can come back to it. We've had an appraisal shortage, basically.
Yeah.
We've struggled.
I agree.
To have appraisers. Actually, one of this new system now, it allows an appraiser to almost cherry-pick, where years ago you had a relationship with an appraiser, and he could do the good, the bad, and the ugly for you.
Yep.
But now, with appraisal management companies, they put it out to bid.
Yep.
And if somebody picks it up, great, they pick it up. But then half the time, nobody's picking it up because they have too much work, or they don't want to do that type of product, or they don't want to go to that part of town. I'm sure they'll never say that, but at the end of the day, they say, "Well, no, we want to. They don't have to respond." So we're struggling, and it's been a struggle to get appraisers to do the jobs on time.
Yep.
And for the back, appraisals in Albuquerque used to be, I don't know, this is a little bit of an exaggeration, $350 or $400.
Right.
They're cresting $750. Just did a non-owner occupied. It was $1,100. But
wow!
I know you didn't ask that. I know you asked about rural properties. You know, we're fortunate we still can get comps. New Mexico, within 20 to 35 miles of Albuquerque, I should say. So that's what I mean by rural. That's basically what we're doing. The true rural is I haven't, that is much more challenging.
Right.
But the outskirts of Albuquerque is all considered rural for USDA purposes. And so within 20 to 30 miles of Albuquerque, and that's still in a zone where we can get appraisals done, and there is activity in that market just the same, so you can get comps.
You know, I've noticed also that appraisal issue is really, we had a property that we couldn't even do a loan because we couldn't find an appraiser, and like you say, the AMCs put it on some system where nobody would bid on it, and we, you know, and because there's, you know, hands off or arm's length to any appraiser from a mortgage right. broker standpoint, you can't even call people you know who might be able to do it if you ask them a favor, because that's now against TRID.
Right, that steering or whatever, some sort of collusion involved.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you basically, we couldn't do the loan. Couldn't get it appraised.
We had one like that. We were fortunate. We were able, right, we had to go get signed up with another appraisal management company that
right.
had more appraisers in that coverage area, because we have probably lost one or two because of that, or the folks just didn't want to wait.
They didn't want to wait, right. And obviously in a seller's market, the seller doesn't want to wait for a bad appraisal or an appraisal
that's
not coming in.
Now the pressure is on that from a lender's standpoint, you
right.
really have to be on your game, because now the sellers have one or two backup offers
right.
to where if you don't meet your deadline, in the past they would, generally they still do, but generally a seller would work with you if there's some time delays. Nobody's happy about it. But now there's much more pressure, because you really, for your client that you're trying to get the loan for, you're worried that, oh no, if you're delayed, then the seller really does have one, or truly has backup offers.
Right.
Some are even cash backup offers. So
Richard,
you really have to be much more in your game today than you ever had to be.
Could you shout out a phone number for people? We're about at the end of our little interview here. Let people know how they can get in touch with you.
Thank you very much.
Richard
Green at New Mexico Mortgage Company in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the best way to get a hold of us is 505-292-3200. That's 505-292-3200. And if you want to check us out on the web, we'd love to, at NM, as in New Mexico, nmmortgagecompany.com.
Richard, thank you very much once again coming on, elucidating, illuminating, and really giving us a great view of what's happening down in Albuquerque.
Great. Thanks, Jeff. Look forward to it.
Great, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's Richard Green from the New Mexico Mortgage Company. I'm Jeff Barton, your voice in the mortgage industry. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to The Mortgage Voice with Jeff Barton. For more on today's topic, visit www.malibufunding.net.